Time for our Tuned In program, and today we are visiting with Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, so lots to visit about. Lots to visit about.
I got him off track.
She's telling me all about all these different things, and busy. It's busy.
It's a lot of fun.
Normally I'd ask you, how did Coffee Connections go? But that was last week.
Great
presentation. You had a lot of people paying attention.
It was a great presentation, great conversation from the folks from The Well out of Pella, Iowa. And just considering what that would look like here in Boone, certainly diving deeper into what that ministry and what that opportunity looks like in those other communities. There's four other wells in central Iowa and such. That ministry, for those who don't know, works with individuals who are looking at getting out of poverty and just meeting them where they're at, certainly connecting them with the entities and organizations that we already have or that they even already have in Pella, and then helping them navigate those but staying with them throughout the process in order to really, again, meet them where they're at, identify what maybe they're missing in their world to help, mm-hmm. whether being vehicles or even just, you know, education, language. I mean, there's just so many places where I think they identified 11 different areas of one's life that, you know, when we maybe are, I would often look at some of this through a middle class lens and saying, like, well, gosh, you know, when your vehicle's in the, you know, vehicle breaks down, you just put it in the shop and you still figure out a way to go to work. And yet, though, that's coming from somebody with privilege of being able to, you know, use a second vehicle or use my husband, you know, my husband takes me to work. Sure. Or something. But helping those who need...
You don't have that opportunity.
They don't have those opportunities. Yeah. And just working with those individuals. And so, anyway, but it would certainly be... And there is a thrift store aspect to it, some social enterprise piece. There's the resource center. And then there's one very unique part of that ministry is called Well Works. And that's a light manufacturing opportunity where they bring in jobs to a factory or area that the well has, and that they staff them with individuals, helping them again connect with employers and kind of just start from those very basics of what it looks like to have a job that they really have pride in and can learn some of those tools that they've either missed or some of the things, mm-hmm. that they would need that they've struggled with in the past or struggled with in their job opportunities. And again, kind of helping them be that bridge to full-time work and what have you. So anyway, it'll be a lot of information that, you know, kind of gets thrown out, and, you know, more information for those who are looking, who would like to know more. Tim Trudeau over at Grace Community Church is the one that's kind of leading that group. And the chamber and my, you know, so from my standpoint, I've been on the committee now, and I just wanted to bring those individuals out of Pella, bring them in front, mm-hmm. of our business leaders and our community leaders, and just educate and kind of talk about what that would look like. And of course, certainly the question then is, can this come to Boone? Can this be, you know, would this be a good fit in our community? And again, kind of to start those conversations.
That's one of those things. Yeah, it's not done, folks.
It would
take a lot of support, a lot of community support, and once again, they have to get it established. Now, we've seen it again. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're seeing what works in some areas. Would this be something that works here?
And that's what I really like about it, because they do work and refer folks. Like, if they have somebody that comes in and looks, you know, is looking for help with a bill or, mm-hmm. you know, what have you, you know, they'll connect with them and talk with them a little bit more about what are, you know, kind of what's going on in their life that maybe got them to that point, and then connect them certainly to getting that bill paid, you know, getting that done. But then also once that's accomplished, still working with that individual afterward to identify and maybe help with maybe why, you know, and how. Sure. They got to that point. So, as I said, it's a huge it would be a huge opportunity in my mind for our community, and I certainly want it to come to Boone. I think, though, certainly, again, to your point, it's going to take a lot of people being a part of it in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And so talk to Tim and see if there's information you just want, or just you're just curious. Certainly he's able to share. But if there's a way that you'd like to step into that and see if that's something that you could be a part of, again, whether being as a member of the committee or as a financial supporter, he would be the person to help coordinate those.
So this is the first time I visited with you since a month ago. You had the workforce opportunity out at DMAC. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of people turn out for that.
That was a great group. 50 people, but yeah, about just a little less than 50 individuals who are a part of hiring and or staffing there, you know, at their mm-hmm. positions. And again, that was kind of the neat thing about the well and how it, that workforce piece is really what I was kind of gearing, what I focus on at the chamber. And, but yeah, to your point, you know, having that that group that has, again, so many opportunities for individuals, no matter where, you know, age and stage of their employment life and where they're at. It's really a neat opportunity to kind of just show off what our community has and put that on display, and then really invite folks into that and you know, help us get it out there. Help us connect it with the employers and with those in our community who are looking for their next step.
Yeah, the big thing was letting workforce know how they've got a lot of services that are available.
DMAC is just insane. These, I mean, it's just amazing.
What can we do to help? That's their question. What can we do to help your business?
Yeah, and you know, with every industry, with every, you know, even down to every person, you know, they all come with different struggles and different opportunities and different dreams, and just so trying to help everyone wherever they're at connect with what they want to do next. And you know, again, certainly with the business leaders themselves, those who are in HR and help with training, identifying what needs they have, what are their dreams for their work team, you know, what are some of their goals that the company has, and how can that workforce step into those goals, and therefore, you know, just being maybe a little bit more long-term and strategic in planning that out. So what are some of those tools that we can give that team so that those goals and our community is actually sure. is benefits out of all that?
And we know in the county, a number of our employees are now that have been working down in Perry mm-hmm. will have to be looking. So yeah. Going to be that need out there. And again, we're talking countywide, not just Boone. We're talking countywide.
No, absolutely. Yep. We have Perry is our neighbor, and we hurt with our community once, you know, with our neighboring community once again in a different way. But this will ripple through the community. And we certainly will be happy to have those teams here in Boone. We certainly love to have them here and keep them in Central Iowa, bring them to Boone, maybe help them move their families if they need to. And we would love to have them.
So we do have.
And we have lots of jobs, lots of opportunities in our workforce, in those employers that were represented. They all had opportunities available. And so if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for that next step, even if you're, again, managerial, director, all, you know, and there's so many ways to serve your community and serve in what the gifts that God has given you. So I want you to step out in that. And the chamber certainly has, even just on our website alone, so just BooneCountyChamber.com, there's resources and references to the workforce. So under regional resources, there's workforce development, and there all of those groups that we're part of, so Iowa Works, DMAC, and so on, all of those entities are represented on that page, and you can kind of click in there and go down those rabbit trails to find what kind of is working for you, or what is it that you need to get into that.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you have coming up. And I go, these are chamber related.
Some
chamber
of them are,
membership related too.
Some of them are chamber events in terms of just kind of engaging the network of members. And of course, remember that all of our member organizations, it's not just, you know, those directors and that C-suite of staff, but it's all of the employees that are involved in those organizations are chamber members. So I want everyone to feel welcome, and whether or not you maybe you don't even know if you're a chamber, if your company's a chamber member. That too can be found on the on the website. But anyway, that being said, starting next week, we've got Ladies Night Out on Tuesday the 19th. That's a fantastic opportunity for women in our community to get together. And that's going to be over at Colorado Grill, and we're going to really kind of enjoy some of their seasonal cocktails. They've done a fantastic job this year of having a different cocktail menu and, of course, non-alcoholic drinks as well. So we'll have some food and some great conversation, just a real light opportunity to get to know each other. Also with that one too, those clean out your closets. So it's a spring cleaning celebration as well. And so that's in collaboration with the Edge career closet. So men and women's clothes that are still in great shape that can really help our students engage in that, you know, their interviews and kind of what's next for them. So if they're men and women's clothes of all sizes, we will take those on the 19th. Then on the 20th, the next day, we have a veteran. So River Valley Veterans Network is a group that the Boone County Chamber, as well as our friends in Ames and Story City, are all a part of. And that is an opportunity to connect veterans who are either maybe just leaving the military or have been out for a while, but they're looking for their next opportunity. And again, connecting those guys and gals with employers that are looking for a strong workforce. And so they've got some opportunities to fill. And so here is a great chance to get to know those again, in a really low-key environment. That one will be over at Cobblestone. We'll have some food, thanks to McRentals. They're going to sponsor that evening, and so we're going to have some great food, some great conversation, and so we'd love to see you guys out there. And that one, by the way, is available. Certainly don't have to be a chamber member to be a part of that. We want everyone to come.
Veterans, if you're a veteran.
If you're a veteran,
you want to communicate, network.
Yes. And if you've got openings on your team, come. Yeah. So those are the only two.
That's what we're looking for.
And then the next day is our Ag Breakfast. So our spring Ag Breakfast at 6 a.m. That one is a fundraising opportunity for FFA and 4-H Youth and Scholarship Fund. So we certainly would love to have you, everyone, out to see. Tickets are on sale for that one, by the way. So please come out and enjoy.
You can get them
fantastic
online.
Breakfast.
Folks, you can get them online. It's real easy to do.
Yep. And so So in fact, the ticket link on that one, by the way, speaking of the website, on the chamber website, there's a community calendar. That's a great opportunity, by the way, to get to know stuff that's going on in our area. But that Ag Breakfast is there on the 21st, and there's a link there, and so you can buy your tickets right away.
You do it real easy. Mm-hmm. Easy to do.
Just March. So
otherwise, you can pay at the door.
Oh, yeah. So you can certainly, as you know, Jim. Yep, you can certainly be there and just come on anytime from 6 to 9. And just a huge shout out to Boone County Farm Bureau, to the fairgrounds, and FFA and 4-H. Everyone seems to really... as well as, by the way, a dozen or so different organizations that all come and represent as our celebrity chefs. So you'll have to see there some of the fun faces.
There will be a bunch. Okay, so that's coming up. And it happens to be during Egg Week, too. It's just spring comes on the 19th. There we go. Fits right in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Other things. That's all you've done?
Yeah.
No.
So in April, we're working on a legislative forum with Mr. Green, Mr. Jesse Green, State Senator Jesse Green, and Representative Phil Thompson. On the 2nd, we will have our next Coffee and Connections. That'll be in conjunction with the Main Street Initiative and the Main Street Organization. So we'll give a brief overview of where we're at with that application. But that conversation will be with a VEC Tech Design and Build. They are a architectural and design company out of Ames, and actually one of the owners there lives here in Boone, so we're happy to have them. And they'll do a deeper dive into historic preservation tax credit and really how to work within those parameters to really benefit from a big opportunity there when you're renovating those historic.
Sure. When you start looking at Main Street, one of it is preservation, mm-hmm. and knowing the historic
those avenues.
That's not a simple. The simple route to go through.
It's worth it, yeah. But you're right. And it does take some guidance and just some tips along the way. And so they're going to dig into that and talk about the particular project that they were a part of in their own building in Ames. Mm-hmm. Also, Jason is one of the guys over at Evec. He served on the Historic Preservation Committee for the Main Street in Ames. And so they've got a lot of experience in that space and just a great resource to connect with, right. as we work on that here in our district.
That'll be an interesting presentation. Mm-hmm. Again, business owners really in particular.
Property owners and business owners. Or if you're even just looking at, I'll say this way too. Even if you just enjoy the you know, getting to know and kind of, again, digging into this little nuance of economic development, it's really kind of a fun thing to do to really bring out the beauty of these historically significant buildings and really shine a light on what Boone had, let alone if you're in Ogden or Madden or Boxholm or anywhere. So these are, please come out no matter where you're at. It'll be a fun conversation.
All right. We're all the way up to the 2nd of April.
I was going to say, speaking of April, speaking of the Main Street Initiative, we're going to be over at the Business Appreciation Breakfast in conjunction. So Boone County Economic Growth Corporation mm-hmm. is doing it's a wonderful opportunity for business leaders and community leaders to get together with their program, and so we're thankful for the opportunity to talk about Main Street and just again give a bit of an update to that crowd. And then on the 12th we have our quarterly Ogden networking event, and so that one's going to be over at the Well. Mm-hmm. And that one, by the way, is open to the entire community. Come out for some coffee and some friendly conversation and get to know people that are in your community.
There's that.
Take a breath. And then just to save, I have notes here just to ask folks to save the date. Puffer Billy is coming up in September. I just did a press release on some of the new stuff coming up with Puffer mm-hmm. Billy in 2024. Certainly the golf tournament is in June for the Chamber, and Main Street applications due in May. So
that's what we get.
A few things going on.
It's got a few things going on. And some of the other things that you've put out some information on, we know that, well, first of all, some of the Puffer Billy things, you're starting to see that come up. I did have some people calling, when is Puffer Billy Day again?
Puffer Billy Day is September 20th through the 22nd of 2024.
And then you're apprehensively watching. Will they have the street? Story Street is the city going ahead with the Story Street, tying it in with the Main Street application, everything else.
Yeah.
Nice to get it done.
Oh, it'll be beautiful.
Keep our fingers crossed.
It'll be beautiful. Sorry, and it'll only take 3 months to get it done. So, knock on wood.
We're good. Yeah.
So, we're right. So, we do have the goal is to have Puffer Billy 24 on Story Street, similar to what we had last year. If folks are aware, we had the main stage on 9th and Story. We utilized the green space during Friday night, kind of a block party, as well as Saturday during the day, having entertainment there. And then along Story Street from 9th down to 6th, then, certainly on 6th, 7th, and 8th, 9th, just utilizing that footprint there to really showcase our downtown and make it a more walkable and engaging festival. Yeah. With the street project, it is a big and it's going to be a great opportunity for our downtown. For us, we'll have a contingency plan just in case we're not done. So that'll be just
For the puffer belly, mm-hmm. obviously you've got your steering committee working mm-hmm. and stuff. Are they looking for people to start coming in? Are you looking for volunteers to start in other areas, things like that?
Because I'll say two things about the volunteerism. So yes, so I mean, certainly we're going to need volunteers now and until September.
Yeah.
So right now we are looking at filling out some of the various subcommittees. So whether it being working with the city and the arts board is going to be sure. working on art in the park. So they'll be looking for volunteers. Certainly we'll need volunteers for the different events that are happening mm-hmm. in September. So if there's a particular event that you want to be a part of, certainly keep, you know, let me know and I can get you in touch with that coordinator
sure.
and talk through. Right now I just was talking to somebody this morning. If anything, you know, we're looking for a small committee of like two or three really capable people of being able to meet a handful of times beforehand, as well as be there during the weekend to get vendors downtown. So mm-hmm. kind of walking through that, that will take some coordination, and I'd really like to have some people dedicated to that effort. So otherwise, but yeah, I mean, Beth Brennan is still our volunteer coordinator and as longtime coordinator, plus she's our festival chairperson. And so she's still a great one to get in touch with if you just even want to be on the list to be in the loop.
There's so much that can be done. And now is not a bad time to start getting involved because all of the planning and everything that'll be coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. We want it to be, I mean, this is a community festival. And certainly we need, you know, we want to be strategic and not just, you know, there are a lot of plans that have been a part of Puffer for decades. Mm-hmm. And we want to be sensitive to, you know, how people have built this festival over 70, yeah. you know, over the years since 76. And so from my standpoint as still new to the festival, I want to make sure that it's done with excellence.
Yeah.
And that's
what matters.
We want
people to enjoy themselves and want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
We had a great year last year.
I was going to say quickly, I know with the street construction going on, one of the regular questions coming up for the city is, what about farmers market?
Kelly's working on that too. Yeah.
She's working on it.
Yeah.
Yes, farmers market will be probably not going to be exactly the way it has been the last couple of, but
certainly some of those
days will be moved.
I mean, but again, for Puffer standpoint, I'll say it this way. My first thought is just kind of move it over, you know, one street, you know, where the same layout, just kind of move it over because it is still going to be, would be downtown.
Sure.
It would still be somewhere where we're not, you know, if we gave it, you know, if we put it out at the fairgrounds, for example, that might be, you know,
difficult.
It would just be difficult. Yeah. It'd be interesting or it'd just be confusing, I guess. But, anyway, so we'll play it by ear though.
And don't forget, in like a month, we're going to have boba tea and pretzels.
Yeah. Yeah. Lavender basket. Yeah. I'm super excited about
her light day. Her eyes.
Angela. Pretzels.
They are really excited about going forward with this.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. And that, I want to say that, you know, just reiterate what Brenda in Boone County Economic Growth had mentioned. That, I mean, we have opportunities. If you want to start a business or renovate a building, you know, or just get to serve our community well, here in Boone or throughout the county, there are opportunities. And so the city of Boone has some great grants, and you, one with, you know, BDIF, for example, yes, you do have to own the building. But that $5,000 grant that Angela was able to take advantage of, you don't have to own the building. I mean, it's just a, even if you have an existing business.
It's a business plan. It's improving.
But you want to take on another venture within that business or, you know, hit a different market and you need some, you know, you need to make some changes. You need to make, you know, make some purchases to do that. That's where this grant can really help you.
Just a lot of things going on down there.
It's a lot of fun.
You're going to be busy. It's spring, sun shining.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous.
We're having a good time.
We're going to do a spring cleanup, by the way, with Main Street. We'll have a spring cleanup scheduled here soon. So just kind of keep up on that. And that'll be a really nice one. We'll do one in the afternoon and have lunch and a presentation and talk about what the Main Street group is doing and where we're at. And then we'll also have a business after hours one. Again, those okay. those to be.
I would ask her to go through membership renewal, but there's been a lot. So follow along on
renewals,
Facebook.
Yeah, and,
I know
and
you
zombies,
keep putting them.
Yeah, we've had a really great opportunity to meet with folks that maybe were at the chamber or members of the chamber, even really super involved in the chamber in the past, and for whatever reason they fell away or you know things changed within their business, and so now they're taking a new look at the chamber and the value that members have. I'm super excited every time I get to talk to folks that again yeah. walked away or were a part of it or just kind of like didn't really feel like it was valuable to them in the past yeah. and really allow them to reevaluate what the benefits we have for organizations of any size here in the county and or that want to reach folks in the county. And the next one I'll say just real quick is our cool school tour is taken. The next chapter has come up and we are doing library tours. So we're going to be touring each of the libraries in our county and really doing a spotlight on the ways they serve and the opportunities sure. they have for families.
Because they are important.
Absolutely.
Do appreciate you taking time coming in. Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, our guest on our program today. We'll visit again next month.
Yes, sir.